Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast. This is episode 23, the most private and personal post to date. Hey, first of all, let me say huge thank you. There are so many updates with this podcast, and you'll notice a few things right off the bat here. First of all, we have a new intro. So I know that's small, but look, this is Igniting Souls. And some of my listeners, some of you guys and gals, you've pinged me. You've said, look, Harry, in real life, man, you're more amped up. Let it show. And so, look, we're going to test out some new intros on this podcast. And the first one, go ahead. Let me know what you think. My wife and I last night, we listened to a few intros, and she was just, you know, laughing and laughing because we had some really funny ones, and you're going to see some funny ones over the next few episodes, and whichever one you think is best, you can just shoot a message over or let me know, but whichever one gets the most responses, we'll keep it, and that will be the official Igniting Souls podcast intro. So thanks for voting on that. Look, here's another thing. We just got promoted. What does that mean? I don't know. Audio Boo, who we do this podcast with, just shot us a message, our team, about 2 weeks ago and said, look, your podcasts are getting so well received. We want to give you a channel. And I looked and I thought, okay, is this just some kind of spam or scam or something like that? But no, this is legit. So I was blown away. When they told me how many listeners we had, I said, seriously? So they gave us a channel and now we don't have to do 10-minute episodes. They've granted us more. So I promise not to waste a second of your time. I'm just kind of giving you some announcements here. I feel like we've all been in this together since the beginning, and whether you're brand new, welcome. But a bunch of you have been kind of with us since the beginning, and my friend Jared helped get this thing off the ground. He came to me and said, look, I got an idea. You got some content that seems awesome. Why don't you put it out in an audio version? And look, I love audio versions as well. I work out. We call this net time, no extra time. It's great to listen to when you're working out. It's great to listen to when you're mowing the lawn. If you don't live in the frozen area like me, if you do, maybe shoveling, who knows? But the point is this: I'm gonna just let more of me into this podcast. What does that mean? I want to show up, filled up, serve you like you and believe, just like you were one of my high-paying clients, sitting down and receiving value. That's the value I want to give to you. Why? Because I want to expand the message. I want people to be ignited. I mean, just this week I was chatting with a group of entrepreneurs, and some of them were on fire and some of them weren't. And I asked them the question, which I've asked you many times, what's the most damaging thing in the life of a child? And it's the unlived life of the parent. And so I truly believe this is a critical message that people get reconnected to who they are, their identity, why they're here, their purpose, and where they should invest their time, their context. So that's what this podcast is dedicated for. So we now have a channel, thanks to you. So, wow, huge appreciation for you. And just other than that, let's get into it. So we no longer have that 60 or that 10-minute barrier. We actually have 60 minutes. But look, you know, sometimes we're just going to make these short, sometimes long. There is no rules. It's mainly what do you need to hear and what do I need to teach on. So if you ever want me to speak on a topic, feel free to let me know. But other than that, I'm going to share today a very personal one. This is put out as a private email to my clients, but I kind of feel like we've gotten closer over the last few months, and so I'm going to share this with you first before I share it with the public. So first it went to my clients, now it's coming to the podcast listeners, and next week it will come to the public. So here we go. I wrote it out, but I'm going to just share it from my heart. I always put my heart on paper, but I'm just going to kind of share it with you. And it's called The Most Private and Personal Message to Date. No one had to tell me. 4 years ago, I absolutely, positively, unequivocally knew I was stuck. The thing is, I knew it for several years. Man, I knew this. I knew I was stuck. No one had to tell me. I felt it every day. But I didn't know how to ask for help. And even if I found that person, I didn't know what I'd say. I mean, what? I'm stuck. Can you help me get unstuck? Look, it might sound like my life was crumbling, but it wasn't. In fact, from the outside looking in, it seemed like I'd achieved some significant success at the age of 33. Again, this was 4 years ago. I'm a bit older now, right? But I had spiritual success, a tight relationship with God. I had relational success. I was married to my wife, Kelly, still am. At that time, 10 years, today 14. But I was the father to 3 amazing kids. Personal success, I had overcome an addiction to self-injury. Professional success, an associate pastor picked to be the next lead pastor. Financial success, I was a homeowner. Things were safe, comfortable, secure. We were saving toward retirement. Writing success, 4 traditionally published books by the largest Christian publisher. Physical success, I was healthy and fit. And academic success, I had earned a master and doctorate degree. So what was the problem? Me. I knew the path I needed to take, but I was absolutely scared to death to take it. Without any exaggeration, I felt paralyzed. And it actually seeped into anxiety, it seeped into stress, short fuse, that type of thing. I didn't want to think about risk, and I certainly feared change, but I knew God wanted me to step into something new. I felt the pull toward a great adventure, but I was unsure what it was. Besides, I didn't believe I could do anything else. This is why I went to school. This was my calling. This was my path. Or was it? Besides, if God truly wanted me to do something else, then He needed to guarantee success. Yeah, that's it. It was His fault. I enjoyed playing that card for a couple years watching the time pass. Looking back, I evolved into a place where instead of playing to win, I had settled for playing not to lose. And those of us who know sports, we know what happens when a team does that. They're usually in the lead, they did crazy cool things to get in the lead, and then they start playing comfortable and safe. And instead of playing to win, they play not to lose, and many times they do lose. Yep, feeling stuck stinks. Doesn't sink, it stinks. Even if you're safe, comfortable, and successful. Another year was ticking by, and I was sickened by my condition. I didn't like myself or the man I was becoming. I felt controlled by fear, and I couldn't do anything about it. I felt trapped. I wrote a letter of desperation to someone I desperately respected. I didn't know him personally, but I read his blog posts and listened to his podcast. Here's an actual excerpt from the email I sent him back in early 2011. My mentor passed away over a year ago, and I detest stagnancy. I've read your blog for years, and I've benefited from your insight, legacy, and wisdom. I know in this new chapter you're not sipping lemonade, wasting your time. And because I value your time, I'm willing to pay you for it. I wonder if I could make my way down to the state that he lived in, and if you'd be willing to spend half a day or a full day with me. I promise not to waste your time, and I will come with questions prepared, and I will be a good student during our time. I know we're both busy, but I feel that in order to continue to grow, I need to learn from those who know more than me. Thanks even for your consideration. Carrie Oberbrunner. Although I cloaked it well, my email was a cry for help. It was me grasping for some form of clarity. The guy who got the email responded back. He was kind, but he suggested I contact a particular organization for personal coaching. I felt bummed and a little bit unheard. I already had a great coach. What I needed was specific insight on specific issues. But thankfully, his pushback forced me to clarify exactly what I needed. So I wrote him back. I'd like your wisdom in three specific areas. Number one, how to effectively integrate business and ministry. Number two, strategy development for a long-term career with writing elements. And number three, increased platform development. Then I pressed send. Although I never heard back from him on that topic, the interaction sowed a seed. Through our little email exchange, I identified what I needed. I left that conversation with the awareness of what I was looking for, and more importantly, whom I was looking for. A few weeks later, despite my state of unbelief, I encountered a next step. I took it, regardless of my fear and feeling hesitancy. But then the next step appeared, and then I took that. Many of these steps manifested themselves in the form of investments. These investments always required action. Some also took time, and a few even required financial investments. For the first time in my life, I intentionally focused on growing, not for an academic degree, a paycheck, or applause. I met key people along the way who helped me reach my next level, and some of these people were there for a short time, like just an event or something like that, but the other times, some of these people walked with me for months and some even years. Along the way, something changed, but honestly, more accurately, it was me who changed. I love this quote by James Allen. You've probably heard it before, but it says, people are anxious to improve their circumstances, but they're unwilling to improve themselves, and therefore they remain bound. When I was stuck, I wanted everything around me to change. But rather ignorantly, I was unwilling to change myself. And truth be told, I didn't think I was worth it. Why would I invest in myself? I didn't believe in myself. But here's the crazy thing. I wanted everyone else around me to believe in me. You might feel the same way. Talk about hypocrisy and backward thinking. I needed to take the first step in investing in myself. Then slowly, people began to sense my own belief, and after some time, they invested in me too. That's how it always works. Fast forward to today, and circumstances and life are radically different. Spiritually today, I have a more authentic and mature relationship with God. Personally, I sleep more. No joke. That was one of my 2014 goals, was to sleep more. I knew I just wasn't sleeping enough, and it was bleeding over into other areas, you know, whatever, irritableness, lack of productivity, sickness. You know, I got sick a bunch, but with more sleep, look, I haven't been sick in a while, and more productive and more relaxed, less stressed, the whole thing. I picked up running in the last 4 years. What is with that? I never said, you know, I'm a runner. I always thought I'm not a runner, but it's been a blast to just pick up running a little bit. Nothing crazy, but just a little bit, and it's been a blast. I also coached my son's football team the last three seasons, Little Flag football team, but it's been so fun. And professionally, I have a business partner. We started two international teams of more than 100 speakers, coaches, and trainers. We created 4 six-figure brands that are growing each month, and we started a nonprofit and an LLC. What is with that? That is probably the area that's been the most growth-oriented, most exciting. But look, here, I'll read through these other ones really quick, and there's a point to the story. It involves you, actually. So hang with me just a few seconds more. Financially, we moved into a home that now fits our expanding family. We were in a pretty small house before that we bought before we had any kids. And you get it. You know, you start having kids and pretty soon you outgrow it. And we had outgrown it for years, but it wasn't the right time. Well, now it is the right time. So that's exciting. With writing, I wrote two more books of my own. I helped collaborate on several other book projects. And through this thing called Author Academy Elite, I'm helping dozens and dozens of brand new authors give birth to their story. Talk about fulfillment. Wow. It's one thing to publish your book, but it's another thing to help somebody publish their book when they've been stuck. So fulfilling. The most recent one was Jill Scott's book that I helped her do, Disentangling Genius. Also, physically, I'm stronger, leaner, and healthier than I've ever been. Academically, none. I haven't done any more degrees on purpose, but I'm consuming and applying more quality content than ever. And now my motives are correct. I'm learning to learn and not for degrees. Some things are still the same, but better. Relationally, Kelly and I just celebrated our 14-year anniversary. We traveled more in the last 4 years than within the first 10 combined. I'm still a father to three amazing kids who are growing every day, getting stronger, wrestling me, beating me up. It's all good. So why the story? Here's why. Because in 2014, I did something that I'm going to do again in 2015. I'm sharing it with you because it might involve you. But that's really up to you. That's your choice. See, I heard Andy Stanley say something a couple years ago that caused me to pause. He said, do for one what you wish you could do for everyone. His simple statement challenged me to change my behavior. And that's not an easy thing to do. Up until 2012, I had a particular request that kept surfacing more and more. Although phrased in different ways, the gist was, do I mentor anyone? Would I be willing to help anyone achieve more success personally and professionally? Would I teach someone how to go from day job to dream job? And do I have a private mastermind group? Every time I heard this type of request, I felt torn. I wanted to help the person asking. Obviously, he or she felt stuck in a particular area. But the other part of me knew I didn't have the correct structure to help. You can't just dive into somebody's life and help them with one decision and then move on unattached. Getting truly unstuck is usually the result of a series of correct decisions, habits, strategies, and tactics. It's inefficient and unkind to help somebody for a day or two only to leave them stuck. As a result, I waited until my business partner David and I could think of a solution. In late 2013, it came. We announced a 12-person mastermind, which would launch in 2014. The thought was simple. We'd invest in 12 people via a monthly mastermind call, a private online community, and a 2-day intensive face-to-face gathering at Shawshank Prison, day one, and Spark Space, day two. These 12 people would get our best thinking. We'd give them special access, and we'd take a personal interest and investment in their lives and business. These 12 people would already be successful. They would each have one common goal, to take their business to the next level. For some, this would be to turn their passion into a full-time gig, And for others, it would be to make their business increase in influence, impact, and income. We announced this opportunity at one of our small live gatherings to some hand-selected people, and the spots filled immediately. 1 year later, and the results from these first 12 are still pouring in. One member was invited to speak on the main stage at one of the largest gatherings for world changers of its kind. One member wrote and published his first book and created a follow-up coaching course. One woman left her day job, created her dream job, and is now able to spend more time with her young son and watch cartoons with him. She shared that. One member created and sold his first online course, and he created a second one and launches it first quarter in 2015. One member won several awards and became the chapter president for the National Association of Professional Women. And two members integrated their faith with their business and received incredible feedback for their courage. This is only the start. We have many more stories we could share, many more achievements. But let's move on. With results like this, David and I knew we needed to do this again in 2015. Recently, we let a few people know about this opportunity. This would have been back at the Igniting Souls Conference in November. Several of these spots filled up. These members who responded are incredibly talented, motivated, and committed. I'll tell you what, these people who signed up already, wow. I'll tell you what, I would pay to be in a mastermind with them. They have expertise in specific skill sets that everybody else who are in this mastermind, you are going to grow and learn so much just as a side benefit. See, that's the beauty. This mastermind is not for everybody. This is for special people like you. I want you to seriously think about this. Check it out. David and I, we are never content just to plateau, so we stepped up our game. We're making a few enhancements to this 2015 mastermind. We're including a more robust private online community that keeps the 12 members connected throughout the month to ensure even more accountability, collaboration, and implementation. We're requiring all mastermind members to approach this process as fellow givers. When all 12 members show up, filled up, ready to serve the other members, then our collective results will supersede all expectations. All members must seek to add value to the other members. David's going to step up his role in the mastermind. Many members desire access to David's talent. This dude is good, by the way. He is awesome at structures and systems, and as a result, David and I will both share the role as guides for the mastermind. We'll work extremely well together, like we always do, and we'll complement each other's strengths. As a result, we will each bring our expertise to the mastermind. And backed by popular demand, our two-day intensive face-to-face gathering at Shawshank Prison on day one and Spark Space day two will take place. However, this time we'll incorporate some new themes, twists, and outcomes. These enhancements will make the experience even more valuable and practical. Bottom line, we will do for these 12 what we wish we could do for everyone. With several spots already filled, we wanted to bring you this first to you. So this is not out for the public yet in this form. It's for, again, our current tribe first, our podcast listeners second, and then we're blasting it out next week. So if you're listening to this and, it's months later, it's too late, all right? But you're still getting great content from this. You're getting a hero's journey story, and you're seeing just transformation in action. So whenever I listen to something, I listen to it for multiple levels, multiple reasons. So either way, we're pumped. All right. So next week, so this is today, December 5th. Next week, we're going to share this opportunity, and then for the next several weeks, just till spots are done. And then when they're done, they're done. So before we do, David and I chatted about the people we wanted in this group. And we identified you, seriously. We said, look, our podcast listeners, they have helped us achieve success in these last few months. We love them. We get feedback from you guys. We see your reviews and ratings and get email. We said, look, let's share it with them. We want these type of people in it. We want you. So you can self-select by agreeing to the investment of time, commitment, and finances. So if you're serious about taking the next step, you want to see more about it, what are the dates, what are the commitments, email info@carryoverbrunner.com right away. Seriously, these spots, we shared this yesterday in a blog post. My inbox is full. I need to go through now and shoot these people more info, and then some of them, you know, may even chat with them on the phone. So if you're interested, info@carryoverbrunner.com. If you commit to this process, I know you will be a different person 1 year from now. This includes spiritually, relationally, professionally, financially, and maybe even physically. That's cool as well. We'll show you the path, but the implementation is up to you. Rest assured, though, we'll hold you to the fire, and so will the other 11 members. We want you to succeed just as much as you want it, maybe even more. We've personally invested the last 4 years of our lives and large sums of money to learn what we did and achieve the results we've achieved. We've added value to ourselves through key experiences and relationships. And as a result, we've become more valuable, and we want to now invest that value in those who truly want it. We give God all the glory for our success, and we believe in the parable of the talents. We believe it's true that God expects us to invest and develop our talents. A day is coming where we will each give an account for what's been entrusted to us. David and I are committed to be found faithful. If it's also your desire, and if 2015 is your year to become a soul on fire, I mean truly become a soul on fire, then we'd love to have you join us. This special invitation moves you to the front of the line. Take as much time as you need, pray about it, think about it, but we open it up next week to the public. Shoot me any email if you want to chat. And once again, I am super excited that you're a loyal podcast listener. Just yesterday, I received a thank you from one of you. You guys are why we do this. We love to see you become souls on fire. Remember what Ferdinand Foch said, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire. Thanks so much for listening to this episode, the most private and personal message to date. It's a joy to live out the journey with you and see you living yours out as well. All right, we'll see you soon. Bye. And now for that good music, one more time.